Hello and welcome to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. My name is Beth Schenk, a registered nurse from Missoula, Montana, and hosting today's podcast. Today, our guest is Jill Ciotta. She is Sustainability Manager at the University of Maryland Medical Center, the University and Midtown campuses. Good morning, Jill, and welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Beth. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about yourself. How did you get interested in nursing first and environmental health and get to your role, which sounds really interesting?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure how I got really interested in nursing, except for the fact that I've always loved being around people, interacting with people, and just enjoy this notion that everyone should really live the healthiest versions of themselves possible. So that's how I got into nursing. I spent 12 years of my actual nursing role in the operating room, and before moving into this environmental health role. So I think there were really several channels that guided me towards my passion for sustainability and environmental health. The first was, I think, my grandmother. Living in the aftermath of World War I and during World War II, she just had a really deep appreciation for what resources were available to people. And she always stressed the importance of using the least possible resources to get the job done, whether it was cooking or cleaning or just living everyday life. And I just finally remember her telling me to turn off the water or, you know, use less of the tinfoil or whatever it was. So we would always chuckle and she would wave us off and remind us that she was saving resources for our future. So as I got older, I thought about how what I'm doing has an impact on generations that will also live after me. And then I moved on in my working career, my professional career, I moved on to working in the operating room, and I was so overwhelmed with how much waste there was in surgery. We opened non-emergent supplies to have just in case they would be needed later in surgery or just to alleviate the perception that we were unprepared by the surgical team. It was really daunting to turn over each case and realize that you have bags and bags of trash to throw away, although we know exactly where it's going and then it's being burned into the environment around us. I also, for 10 of those 12 years in the OR, I worked with oncology patients. And in this particular medical center, we see people across the United States and even around the globe for very specialized cancers. And throughout the years, the ages of the patients started to decrease. Instead of seeing patients that were in their 70s and their 80s, we see people that are in their 30s, 40s, and even 50s, and sometimes even in their 20s with pretty specialized cancers. So there is a particular cancer called peritoneal mesothelioma. It's a rare type of cancer that affects the lining of the abdominal cavity, and its cause is asbestos exposure. So we see a lot of those patients, and although it's rare, and you might have this tilted view that it's not rare because we see a lot of it here, it is rare, but it's linked to an environmental exposure. And so I often wondered about these patients' exposure and how they had genetic alterations and really how it takes some of these cancers decades, you know, and years to manifest. And then I got to further thinking about what other health hazards exist in our built environment and how we can mitigate some of these things in our own lives. So just as all of those wheels started to turn, I had the opportunity to attend a nursing grand rounds held in our hospital that focused on nurses in an environmental health role and what that role looked like within healthcare. So that was really cool because I was positioned in between being in a healthcare role in a big medical center with an interest in environmental health. And so shortly after the grand rounds, I applied and was accepted into the Community Public Health Master's Program at University of Maryland and really got interested in environmental health even more and was also paired up with the person that held that role that gave the speak at the grand rounds for my practicum role. So that's how I got connected from a young age and then all the way up through my professional life. And then after graduation, that's how I linked up with this role specifically.
That's a really nice explanation. And also you're in a very strong place, of course. The University of Maryland had one of the early focuses on nursing and environment. I work a lot with Barb Sattler, who's one of the founders of that program. and knew and loved Denise Joannier as well. So you're in a great spot for this work.
Yes.
I wondered also if your operating room experience, just with waste and anesthetic gases and some of the other issues that come up, was an important part of your learning.
Waste with anesthetic gases and the health hazards that come with wasting with off gassing, that actually hasn't been as big of a focus as I would like it to be. But particularly in the OR, the focus has been around how we can reduce our waste from the get-go, and then when we already have generated it, what can we do with it now, whether it's recycling or using non-invasive or invasive device for processing. So a lot of our programs have revolved around reuse and recycling instead of reduction or using different anesthetic gases. That's definitely a topic that I would love to have a conversation with about with our anesthesia teams. And it has come up briefly, but it hasn't really been a strong focus at this point.
But you've worked a lot on just reduction of waste in general through plastics and reprocessing and recycling.
Yes. And then, of course, purchasing smarter products. So whether it's we ask the organizations or the vendors that we're buying from to reduce their packaging or make better products without chemicals of concern. So we have kind of gone that route with smarter products instead of looking at some of the things that we're using specifically in the OR at the time. So we're trying to get the product before it comes to us in less packaging and in better shape, so that not only is it doing something on the front end, but that when we're using it on patients and when we're thinking of waste disposal, that we're also making an impact on environmental health in those ways too.
Yeah, that's such an important concept, and I find it really difficult. I'm not sure we make nearly enough progress as we need to. Tell me about how you do that, and what are some of your successes? How do you know that you're getting safer products?
So safer products, we in many lines, we've eliminated a DEHP. That was one of our big focuses, especially when Denise was here. So whether it's IV tubing or IV bags, we try to eliminate that chemical of concern, and especially with its link to a reproductive toxicity. In terms of waste reduction with our vendors, we use surgical totes. So they used to come to us in these cardboard boxes, in another plastic bag, and then it contains all the items, the disposable items that we would use for our procedures. So we've worked with them, and we've also worked with them for everything else that's delivered to the hospital. And most of our things are delivered in plastic reusable totes, negating the need for all the cardboard that comes in and out of the hospital. So that was one strategy that we used. And we're also currently doing that with our office supplies with a large supplier for those. So those are just examples in and outside of the operating room.
Yeah, that's terrific. So tell me a bit more about the span of your role. So you're not functioning primarily as a nurse now, though, of course, you're always a nurse. So I assume you're doing a broad range of sustainability work. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So our sustainability program here at University of Maryland really mirrors the six initiatives with Healthier Hospitals, which is a practice green health program. And this role specifically as a sustainability manager seeks ways to make the environment of care, really the facility and our operations and practices, better for staff, our visitors, patients, and then ultimately the communities that surround us, whether that's locally or globally. To do this, we set goals around leaner energy, less waste, smarter products, safer chemicals, and healthier food. And I think the sixth challenge with Healthier Hospitals is engaged leadership. So we do have engaged leadership here. The fact that we have a sustainability position shows that we do already have engage leadership at this facility. So all of these challenges really directly relate to the health of the environment. If you take smarter products, for example, like I just talked about, we ask suppliers to make products safer and leaner with waste. But then I also focus on things like purchasing local and sustainable foods. So making a commitment to serving less and better meat, we can lessen the impact that conventional procurement practices and meals can have on the environment of human health. So it really doesn't just focus on waste, which I think a lot of people tend to think about sustainability and trash and recycling, but it encompasses how we buy our energy, how we use our energy, how we ask people to use their energy when they're in their workspace. And then things like healthier food, which people don't normally associate with sustainability, but the way that we procure our own food that we're serving to our patients has huge implications for climate change and environmental health.
Terrific. Do you, as a nurse, do you feel like you have the opportunity to work on clinical issues very often? For instance, even figuring out processes in a nursing unit for effective recycling, or issues that might interface with infection control, such as reusable isolation gowns.
Absolutely, we do. So my direct supervisor is also a logistics person, and we work closely with our environment of care folks. We work closely with our infection prevention team. And so I do have a lot of cooperation with all of these departments, that if we need to figure out a process that it might take, our environmental services folks and our environment of care, and it might take our facilities team. So it takes a lot of teams to really think about what are the processes from the bedside to, or really purchasing things, then it gets to the bedside, and then we have to use something or dispose of something. And so in those types of situations, all the key players on those nursing units. So that's the fun part of my job, is going back to the nursing units and having that experience as a nurse and saying, I understand your concerns. This is what we're trying to do. How can we make a strategy that best works for everyone? So that's, I think, the most enjoyable part of my job, is still trying to make leaps within sustainability, but also making it reasonable for the end user.
That also sounds like you're really using your nursing skills. Not that other people don't have those skills, but the part about translating why this matters to health, working on listening well, communicating clearly, teamwork. Do you recognize other aspects of your nursing background that you bring to this job?
I do. So specifically when we talk about reuse and less waste and recycling, I mentioned non-invasive devices and invasive devices. So when I work with our procurement team here for purchasing some of those devices. And so just even things like knowing what the products are and how they work, and then if there's any concerns about them, for acceptability of clinical use, all of those things as a nurse and my experience as a nurse are really helpful in those situations when we look at what the products are. So I laugh with my boss all the time, because we talk about how they really wanted this role to be for a nurse. And so I always think, I don't know how you could do this role if you weren't a nurse or weren't in healthcare in general, because it's really tough to understand where people are coming from in their practice and their workflow if you really haven't been there before. So I think that being a nurse has really helped me not only communicate with people, but then just identifying where the gaps are and how to create a different workflow process.
Yeah, well said. I think that it's so complex. Healthcare is so complex. I remember when I was preparing for my doctoral work, I realized I could do it in nursing or I could do it in sustainability. I could do it in some aspect of that kind of management. And I realized, but wait, at that point, I already had 20 years of experience in nursing, which is sort of priceless when it comes to trying to make change in a complex organization like a hospital or a health system. Is there something that you'd like to tell us about, particularly that you're proud of or that you've done uniquely at UMMC? Anything you think of that we'd all love to hear about?
There's a lot of things. There's so many things that are happening here, and I would love to say that I was involved in all of them, but I've been in this role for about 8 months now. But I've seen them happen over the last decade. We have just the fact that we've created a sustainability team and that people know what sustainability is here at our hospital, I think that's what I'm most proud of. That, again, they might not think sustainability, environmental sustainability, what does that mean? I think that there's a real culture around really what environmental sustainability in healthcare is and why it's important. And so if you said those words even 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I think people would say, what is that? And so I still do get those questions. But the fact that a lot of people are, oh, the green team, or, oh, sustainability, oh, we should use less energy, oh, we want to get rid of chemicals of concern in products, or we don't want to use pesticides around the hospital if we could use something else. And so people, I think, really start to understand why sustainability is important, not only just for the environment, but for humans and human health. That's what I'm most proud of here, and the work that's been done while I've been here, and especially before I've been here. I was here.
Great. That's terrific work, because those are complex concepts to link together. But once you do, it makes sense and you start to see it everywhere.
Right.
You, since you've been in nursing for a while, and also you've been interested in the environment for a while, what would you say is your biggest concern or concerns right now about environment and health?
Right now, my biggest concern is about how climate change will affect human health through our food supply and our water supply, especially as the population increases. There's been, and I know you live in Montana, but over here there's been some pretty extreme water events and weather events. We had a massive flooding in Ellicott City last month. And so anyway, there's been just an increasing number of extreme weather events in Maryland and the Eastern Seaboard. So some farmers on the Eastern Shore are dealing with rising temperatures and rising sea levels and the encroaching salt water on their farmlands, which means they're unable to grow specific crops. So we can really start to look at mitigating this problem with addressing the driving factors for climate change. So that's really my main concern. And I always think about how food and water are the foundation of human life. So if we don't have those basic needs met, then we can't really think about anything else. So that's really probably my biggest concern in environmental health right now.
And do you find that resonates pretty well with nurses or with the others that you work with?
I think in the sustainability world, yes, but I don't know, maybe a nurse that's not involved in environmental health, I don't know if they're really making the connection of what I'm doing in my daily practices at the bedside could ultimately have an effect on these bigger, I guess, what's can seem like far off issues. And that is a challenge that we see all the time, just trying to get people engaged and make a connection with some of the bigger thoughts. I think people understand the basic connection between sustainability and human health, but I don't know if people are necessarily believing that some of these problems are maybe 20 or 30 years away.
Right. Though you have done, as I recall, at University of Maryland, you've done quite a bit with food and farmers markets and local procurement. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We have a farmers market every Tuesday, and we have quite a few fun things within our farmers market programs. We have a fruit and vegetable prescription program where people that would go to seek primary care for general reasons, diabetes, obesity, things like that, we actually give those physicians prescriptions that they can use, that the patients can use at our farmers market. So that's one way that we engage people in the community and increase access to healthy food. And then we also have a kids to market program that usually happens in the fall. So a lot of elementary children and grade school children will come in and they're introduced to our farmers and what food looks like. And they have a cooking demonstration and they get to purchase some food and taste it. And it's just a way to get people really engaged with healthy food at a younger age. So those are really fun.
And it's a real nice link to your community in terms of building community health right around the hospital and probably more broadly.
Yes, absolutely. We also have a mobile market that goes to a couple of our different hospitals, and it's usually two times a month at each location that they've selected. And I think there's three right now, but the mobile market goes out. They do health screens. They do just some healthy living and food tips. And then they also have a partner with Produce in a Snap. So they get a full bag of vegetables that they can pick from for $7. And we can use some supplemental nutrition assistance program dollars. You can use cash, you can credit card. So it's really just goes into those communities and pairs healthy food with some healthy living tips. And so I think the community has really loved that. And now that they know the dates and when the mobile market is coming, they sell out in an hour to an hour and a half. And I think they're scheduled there to be there for 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
So that's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, that's a great program. It really brings your message home that you're there, you care about health. Here's an example.
Right. And then in the communities that we serve here in West Baltimore, there really are a lot of areas that are lacking with fresh fruit and vegetable options. So taking those options out to people where they are at work or school, I think it really creates a message that we want to build a partnership with our community, and we want to see our community live better and healthier, which is why we exist as a hospital.
That's great. And also you have fabulous produce there. I've been jealous of that. I have a friend who lives out on the in Salisbury, and he's getting his garden produce 2 months before we do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we really have a long season for some of our things.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
That's great.
It's fun to see what pops up in May.
I just want to ask a little more. Do you think of other ways that you intentionally interact with the community? I'm interested in this topic just for the reasons we've discussed, that it helps anchor the hospital as actually a meaningful contributor to health, and also helps teach people about these connections. Do you think of any other examples you do with the community?
Yes, actually, right now we applied in April for a Chesapeake Bay Trust Community Engagement Mini Grant. And what that is a $5,000 grant funding for a greening project in the community. So we were actually approached by one of our vendors that is working with Chesapeake Bay Trust to try to reach out to different hospitals and see, you know, I know you guys do a lot for the community, but can we encourage you to apply for one of these mini grants? And they offered some grant assistance. You would have someone to connect with for questions and things like that. So we applied in April, and we actually just found out a couple of weeks ago that we were awarded the funding.
Terrific. So
that's really awesome. And we had some really generous donations from in-kind donations from not only UMMC donors, but also community partners. So in September, we're planning on redoing two vacant lots and excavating, grading the land, and creating a nature play space so that families and children can really get outdoors and spend time and explore nature and play outside, which we know has a ton of health benefits. So not only that, but we're pairing that event with the tree planting in that area with a large community cleanup. So in that event, we'll have another community partner come and talk about why environmental health is important for human health, and especially why keeping bigger tree canopies is important for us, but also why managing stormwater is important for human health, and just getting people to start thinking about those connections. So that's one way that we're trying to get more engaged and anchored in our community neighborhoods. So we're really excited for that to come up in September, for the event in September.
That's terrific. And both of those kind of link back in a way to your areas of concern, especially with food and water availability with climate change. So good work to be addressing that through your own passion and your own sense of need. That sounds just like an awesome program.
Yeah, we're really excited for this.
Cool.
And future opportunities too in that neighborhood and other neighborhoods around us.
Well, I wondered what you might say, if you could and you can, about any of these topics, particularly to nurses. I know you work, you know, far more broadly than nursing, but since this is a podcast about nursing, I wondered what you would say to nurses who might be interested in this kind of work. How would they get involved? What sort of advice would you give? What encouragement?
My biggest advice for nurses who might be interested in environmental health is figure out what your passion is, whether it's food or whether it's waste or chemicals, or you might have something that you've connected with in your past, or you don't know what you're interested in. But the first step would be to see if there's any committees or teams within your own hospital or organization, or even if you're at a doctor's office or something in your community. See what's out there and just go and listen and learn about what's going on with environmental health. So just really finding out what's around you and gathering the information first. And then figure out what your passion is or what you're really interested in and take it from there. There's a lot of really awesome programs for nursing advancement. If you wanted to go that route, you don't always have to, but like I said, I went to this one nursing grand rounds, found out, wow, this is awesome. There's nurses doing all of these things. And how can I do that? And I found out that there was a community health program across the street for me. So I think just really digging into what you're passionate about, picking maybe one issue and sticking with that, because as nurses, we try to multitask and get involved in as much as we can. But picking that one issue to tackle and learn as much as you can about it, and finding what community events surround that, or if it's advocacy, how you can join that. And then looking at what jobs are available out there. Sustainability is really a market that's blowing up for everyone, but especially since nurses are so closely connected to patients and human health. I think that it's really important for nurses to be at the table.
Excellent. Well said. And I totally agree. Well, Jill, thank you so much for spending time with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
You know, we talked about nursing and we talked about environmental health, and but I really just want, I want everyone to know that this isn't just a nursing issue. This is really just an everyone issue. At some point, environmental health and climate change will affect the way that we care for people, the way that we live our daily lives, and that really everyone should just start getting informed and understanding ways that we can address climate change as individuals. So that's really the biggest message that I want to get out. It's not just for healthcare providers to worry about. It's really for everyone to worry about.
Yeah, thanks. And there's lots of ways to get engaged and plugged in, from the community level, from the individual level, up to the federal level. So that's a great reminder to everyone who might be listening. Well, thank you again, Jill. And thank you all for listening to the Nurses for Healthy Environments podcast. Check us out at environ.org. That's E-N-V-I-R-N. And also please leave a review for us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, and talk to you next time.